thank you, everybody, and to everybody in this room. Thank you for your incredible, heroic work over the last 12 or more hours. This has been the most devastating tornado event in our state's history. And for those that have seen it, what it's done here in Grays County and elsewhere, it is indescribable. The level of devastation is unlike anything I've ever seen. You see parts of industrial buildings' roofs or sidings in trees, if trees are lucky enough to stand. Huge metal poles bent in half, if not broken. Buildings that are no longer there. Huge trucks that have been picked up and thrown. And sadly, far too many homes that people were likely in, entirely devastated. This will be, I believe, the deadliest tornado system to ever run through Kentucky. Now, earlier this morning at about 5 a.m., we were pretty sure that we would lose over 50 Kentuckians. I'm now certain that that number is north of 70. It may, in fact, end up exceeding 100 before the day is done. The damage is even worse now that we have first light. A couple places have been hit incredibly hard. Certainly Mayfield here in Grays County, but everywhere along the line of this tornado that touched down and stayed down for 227 miles over 200 in Kentucky has been severely and significantly impacted. I've been on the phone with now nearly every county judge in areas that have been impacted. We have pledged our full support. I have talked to the Secretary of Homeland Security while I have been here. He has pledged his full support, and we are hearing that from every part of the federal administration and from our U.S. senators and from our congressmen. Kentucky is united today behind the people of Western Kentucky. We want to be here to help dig out, to help make rescues, to help provide when people are suffering, and then to help rebuild. This is not a one-day thing. Now, this is one state, and we will stand united to make sure that we can lift our families back up. But please know that there are a lot of families that need your prayers. Prayers that somebody may be found, or prayers to help them through the grieving process. Dawson Springs up the road also hit incredibly hard. That's where I'll be headed next. I want to call on a number of people today to give you an idea of different things that we are doing. I can tell you that the state of emergency was put into place last night before midnight. The National Guard is deployed and will be in communities very shortly, and that is now going to be augmented. We need more individuals in the field. We're going to hear from our Adjutant General in a minute. But first, I want to turn it over to Jesse, the county judge here, who has been working really hard, and then we'll hear from the mayor. And then we'll move to emergency management, National Guard. We'll hear from the Transportation Cabinet and what they're doing, state police, and others. Judge?
You know, this is probably the toughest day of my life right here. When you run for office, you don't know what to expect. But when you see your communities and your county in this kind of situation, it's tough. It's tough on our communities. It's tough on our families. You know, last night I was with my family, and I was watching. We were watching this storm, and we were watching Noah and Trent with the weather at the local six. You know, those folks did a really good job of informing of what was going to happen. And but I had an eerie feeling about it. I can tell you that I didn't really feel good about it. And as this thing was, as the governor said, for the 200 miles it was on the ground, watching it head toward Grays County, you know, that it was a reality at that time. So the only thing I can say to you all at this time, what we need from everyone is we need your prayers. We need your help. The governor, our federal and state, local, everyone, so many surrounding counties. Judge Clymer is here with us, our adjoining county. Our local officials right now, you want to know where heroes are. They are out here in the trenches trying to find people. That's what they're doing right now. And they don't ask for nothing. They just want to resolve the situation and help somebody. There are people coming from all over the country here right now. We are very blessed with what we're having with the help and the situation. Our sheriff's department, I'm not going to start naming folks, our police department, our fire department, our volunteer fire departments, our EMS, our hospitals, our health department. So many are out there right now, and they're going through. And you know what? We're all here, and right now there are still streets and roads that are blocked. People needing help. So I ask you, prayer. Please pray for these folks. They will need supplies. The governor's helping with his administration to help get supplies in here to Grace County. But what I'm saying to you is, if you just need, somebody might just need someone to talk to. Right now, Mayfield High School, there's 50 people waiting to go somewhere. They have nowhere to go. They just need somebody to talk to. And we are in this warm room right now, so just realize that there are people still cold. The temperature is going to drop tonight, so we're going to be in a situation there. We have no water here in Graves County. That affects a lot of the rural area in Graves County. We're going to work through that with Maple Water and Electric and a lot of our utilities. The power is out, Mayor, for several miles around the city. There again, I'm asking for each and every one of you to pray for our community. Thank you.
When I'm ever always ask about what's the best thing about Mayfield and Graves County, quickly my answer is the people. And what's happening today is exactly what we do best. We have been hit. Our Commonwealth has been hit. People we love have lost loved ones. Our hearts are broken because the people that we work with, the people that we know, our families are hurting. So I echo what Judge Perry has just said. I've heard from so many mayors across the Commonwealth and people I went to high school with and college with, what can we do, what can we do? And right now what we need from people who aren't standing in this room and directing other people is just to pray for us. And we will be fine. It's going to take us a while. We will be fine. But today we're going to focus on those who have lost so much. And that's where our hearts are, with them who have lost the people they love and the property and the way they make a living. So pray for us, stand with us, and we will come out stronger because of this. Thank you.
Next, we'll hear from Director Dossett from Emergency Management. We have an incredible team locally here, augmented by the state. I've watched it all firsthand, being in the Emergency Operations Center since about 1 o'clock this morning and hearing the reports, but also the response come in real time. I believe within the hour or so, we will have a federal disaster declaration. I've been assured that by the Secretary of Homeland Security and folks at the White House. It's going to let us be reimbursed quicker. It's going to bring some additional resources here. We will see more resources coming into this area to respond to this disaster, I believe, than we've ever seen. Director Dossett.
Thank you, Governor, and my first comments are to those the families of those we have lost, and I'm sincere hope for a speedy recovery. We'll be with you for weeks, months, and years in this fight. Already you've seen neighbors helping neighbors. That's what Kentucky do. Thank you to the judge and to the mayor. We're here with federal support and state support. As the governor indicated, we have the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet already on the ground. The National Guard is here. The governor has spoken this morning with Deanne Criswell. She is the team administrator. Already in progress on the highway is a FEMA USAR team, which will assist Graves with the search and rescue at the plant. We have a power assistance package coming, generators that can power up to a facility as large as a hospital. We have an IMAP team. These are incident management teams that organize the entire effort for weeks. We have an incident support team, which will come right here in Graves County and assist in organizing the search and rescue efforts. I want to thank Louisville Jefferson County Metro EMA, came down, got on the road within 2 hours, and they brought assets from Pleasure Ridge Park, and they're going to be staying for several days. And thank you most of all to all your first responders. You are the true heroes. You were out while the wind was still blowing, and the thunderstorms were passing through, and the squall lines were here. So thank you for that. We're also looking at, as the governor indicated, we are asking FEMA for immediate reimbursement for Category A and Category B damages, and if you know what that is, and that will be an immediate process. We have teams from Kentucky Emergency Management. We're sending an IMT team down here as early as tomorrow. So the resources are flowing. We have water on the road. I know your water system was destroyed, including the tower. We also have just had a generous offer from Walmart to start doing drop shipment of bottled water, and we'll continue with that. We're here to help you, and again, any support that you need, don't hesitate to call the state EOC through Tracy. Thank you.
Some outside the region, maybe even outside the state, are already asking how they can help. We are working right now on setting up a direct fund. It's going to be, I believe, called the Western Kentucky Tornado Relief Fund. That we're going to be able to accept help into and direct it here in the ways that it's needed the most, and to be able to be flexible with the leadership here. That is in process. But I hope everybody can see that this whole state is with this area. You don't just have the governor and the head of all emergency management. We have the head of our Kentucky National Guard, which deploys at all of our largest emergencies. He's here to witness it firsthand. We're already staging operations in, what, about 8 counties or close to it, with requests still coming in. So, General Lamberton.
Thank you, Governor. And just to share with everybody here at this junction, literally as I speak and as the governor insinuated, we've got guardsmen from other communities that are en route to Graves County right now. These folks are coming to assist with everything from search and rescue. And I've been able to speak with both the police chief and the fire chief as well. And we've identified some of the concerns as far as security needs as a result of the damage that's been done at this junction. So some of the guardsmen that we've got showing up will also be coming in to address that. We've got representatives from our unit up in Paducah, and he's serving quite simply as kind of a liaison right now to get kind of a on-the-ground assessment of what the needs are. He's seeding those needs. What that phone said.
Wait a minute. That's this one. There we go. Apparently all I do is pick it up.
Just wanted to be sure that you are tracking what I was saying, so it was redundant at this junction. But the liaison I just mentioned, so he's feeding back to his unit in Paducah what some of the other situations pertinent where we, the guard, can assist with, and folks will be coming forward from his unit as well. We're tracking this in our JOC, our Joint Operations Center, that's up in Frankfort. They're working with the folks out of the EOC, the Emergency Operations Center, to coordinate all of the support coming to you and prioritize whether it's a civilian agency, an emergency support function, or a National Guard asset, that it serves the community here. And we'll maintain that at contact chief to be sure that we're addressing whatever you and your folks identify on the ground. Thank you.
I think as of this morning, we deployed a little over 180 National Guardsmen. We are increasing that number as more requests come in. Also trying to use our armories in different areas like Taylor County and others
as a place of refuge for people. I know one of the big challenges is debris removal. So I wanted us to be able to hear from the Transportation Cabinet that I know is working with so many folks here. I think we're going to hear we got more than 50 people that are out there right here in the area. And I've said if there are any others, it's time to get them in their vehicle.
Thank you, Governor. So just to give you a brief overview of Transportation Cabinet here in District 1, we covered the 12 westernmost counties. So as this storm passed across western Kentucky, it impacted five of our 12 counties, Fulton, Hickman, Graves, Marshall, and Lyon counties. And so in those counties specifically, we have our internal crews there out on all of our state routes, as well as the county routes that intersect those state routes through the swath of the storm, utilizing loaders, backhoes, track loaders, dozers, excavators, chainsaws, and manpower. Right here alone in the city of Mayfield, we have approximately 20 folks that are from other crews and from our other counties assisting our Graves County crew. And then all together in Graves County, we have about 40 folks helping assist with state routes, city routes. We've been in conjunction with the chief of police here, the public works director, mayor, the state police, coordinating our efforts on every route there is within the city of Mayfield. In totality, we have approximately 170 employees across our District 1 that are out in some capacity addressing this particular storm. And again, we have every large piece of equipment that we have at our disposal in operation currently.
Chief, do you all like to offer anything additional? You're welcome to. I wanted to make sure we had an opportunity to hear directly from them. They've been doing this work through the night. Then we'll hear from the state police and we'll open up for questions. I do want to thank ATF that is here, bringing in even more individuals to help out. We appreciate our federal partners.
My name is Jeremy Creason. I'm the fire chief and EMS director for the city of Mayfield. Just a quick update. First, our priority one right now is the MCP candle factory. That's where the bulk of our assets are right now. Still working through rescue and recovery operations. It's a large facility that was devastated in this tornado. So it's going to be a long, difficult job. But we've got good crews out there. We've got a lot of help from across the state coming in. We're very thankful for that. As of right now, our EMS volume has stabilized. We also have a lot of EMS crews coming in from across the state. As of right now, 11 different counties have sent ambulance crews to Mayfield to assist us. I can't say thank you enough for the help that we've received. Everywhere from our neighboring counties to Vanderbilt, the Kentucky Board of EMS has allocated, we hope, an additional 8 ambulances from all over the state of Kentucky to come in and assist us. I want to thank ARIVAC. They have not only conducted 4 scene flights of critical patients, but they've also allocated staffing from other bases to come in and assist us on our ground operations. Overnight, we had 4 structure fires. Was very difficult to get to the fires. Once we did, with the help of our volunteer departments in the county, we were able to get each of those fires extinguished. So that threat is under control. We're dealing with some issues right now. Station 1, which is our main station and the hub of our department, we were in the direct line of the tornado yesterday. That station is fully inoperable at this point. We had to extricate our own fire and EMS apparatus from that building just so we could respond last night. So today, my next priority is going to be to find a new station and a temporary home for 45 firefighters and our apparatus. But again, I just want to thank all the support that we've received across this room. across the state, the people that have called and just showed up to help. I can't say enough. How honored I am at the love that we've been shown by our neighbors. So thank you.
My name is Nathan Kent. I'm the chief of police for the city of Mayfield. Our mission is fluid as it's gone through the night. And I think it'll continue to change throughout the next couple of days. We've been blessed with some support from our sister law enforcement agencies. State Police has been here from the beginning. Murray City Police Department and the Paducah Police Department sent officers early this morning, and they're patrolling in the city to assist the Mayfield Police Department. One of our biggest challenges in the days to come is going to be interoperability and communications. We've lost some of our assets here in the city. State Police Communications Branch is assisting us with that and bringing radios that will allow all of our first responders to be able to communicate not only with the post, but with one another. So we're anxious to get that component in place. In addition to the fire station, our police station was destroyed in the storm. The bulk of our fleet that was parked there has also been compromised. But we are making do. Again, we're borrowing vehicular assets from other departments and been very gracious to bring manpower again long before the sun came up this morning. The Mayfield Police Department will begin 12-hour shifts later this evening. We've sent some of our people that have been out 24 hours to get some rest while these other departments were here to help us. Beginning tonight, we'll provide a 24-hour patrol again beginning this evening. The mayor and the judge executive of the county have spoken, and there's going to be a curfew put in place for this evening beginning at 7 p.m. The particulars of that will be that within the city limits and those parts of the county that have been directly affected by the path of the storm. So after dark, we'll go dusk to dawn. If you're not an emergency responder, you need not be in any of those areas after dark. If you are, our law enforcement officers are going to investigate those circumstances. So we just ask for the public support. We still have much work to do in terms of foot searches with cells to make sure that we've found everybody that needs assistance and needs help. That, I'm sure, will go on not only today but beyond. So very grateful for the help that we've been given. Very grateful for the governor's response and for the state's response. It would be overwhelming, I think, without knowing that we had those resources coming as well. So I don't want to step away without saying that our first priority is with the families that have lost people. And I'm just proud of the men and women that step forward here to help those folks in need.
Last, we'll hear from the Kentucky State Police working through the night in every region that have been impacted. How one way I was getting my information in real time. So it's Trooper Burgess, please.
The State Police has been working very closely with all of our local agencies here to assist in any way we can. We are working to get communications working for all of our local agencies together. Our primary focus right now is preserving as many lives as we can. We are asking that anybody who is not an emergency responder, if they are currently in a safe location, to remain there and not enter into the areas where we are working so that we can get the help to the people that need it as quickly as possible. We appreciate all the support from our local agencies that are here to help us from surrounding counties and beyond. And again, we're just here to try and preserve as many lives as possible.
All right. We'll open it up for questions. If you just start by who the question is for, we want to make sure the public is getting the very best information possible. Mark? I'll turn it over here in a second to those that have been there all night. But I just came from there. We're going to lose a lot of lives in that facility. And I pray that there will be another rescue. I pray there'll be another one or two, but it's a very dire situation at this point. Seeing it, I think it was absolutely incredible, the number of people that were saved. And I know it's really hard given the number of people that were in it. I think the largest loss of life in this tornado event is and will be there, and it may end up being the largest loss of life in any tornado event in a single location, again, in the state's history. Anybody else? That's heavy machinery. I mean, pulling. It's the building that's flattened. It's cars from the parking lot that's on top of it. It's huge metal drums, even ones with corrosive chemicals that were inside. It's pretty awful to witness.
I can't give you a hard number. I can tell you that we loaded a school bus from an apartment complex in the city. It's called the Eloise Fuller Apartments. We were able to evacuate around 30 people from that facility. We sent in crews. One person got out. He walked to Station 1. He let us know that there had been a structural collapse and that there were people trapped. So we immediately sent our crews, and just from that one apartment complex, we had around 30. Overnight, we have at MCP, there was a steady flow of walking wounded, rescues. We have been working tirelessly through the night, and not just my department, but many departments, and went through dangerous out there. As the governor said, we just left, and I walked up, and as soon as I walked, got within 15 feet of the rubble, I see 55-gallon drums with corrosive placards that are turned over, crushed, leaking out. There is the structure is just a pile of bent metal and steel and machinery, and there are crevices. The city of Paducah Fire Department's confined space rescue team, they worked for the entire night rescuing victims. The city of Murray sent their USAR team downtown to assist, and they were able to save many victims. And we had to, at times, crawl over casualties to get to live victims, to get them out, and mark those casualties as we work our way through the rubble. That's just a picture of what they're dealing with down there. So I cannot give you a hard number right now, because they are scattered all over the county, and then in a huge area there at MCP.
And I certainly believe across the state there have been hundreds of successful rescues. I think one of the difficult facts right now is I think the last successful rescue at the factory was what, 3 a.m.? It was around 3:30 a.m. So it, you know, first reports are a good portion of Dawson Springs is gone. We're standing up the National Guard to go door to door. There, Muhlenberg County has lost at least 10 individuals there, and it wasn't hit as hard as some others. We've had damage in so many counties. We have at least one casualty, if not more, in Caldwell County. We've had some in Warren County, but there will be probably up to 10 counties that we lose Kentuckians in. I think here in Hopkins and Marshall and maybe Muhlenberg, we will see some of the larger numbers. I think the approximate count is 40 individuals that have been rescued from that facility. There are about 110 in it at the time. Now, obviously, there's some sensitivity until families know and are certain, and we still hope and pray that there's still some opportunity for others. All right. Thank you all very much.